rezoning. As you know, within the last few years, Branson has experienced a significant home rise as far as values. And then with the values came the high interest rates, leaving a lot of folks not being able to afford housing or affordable housing. And we had actually had reached out to some of the complexes that were in the Branson area to kind of find out what the wait time is. And some of these are years, which is leaving a lot of people with little to no options to be able to stay within a certain parameters to their jobs, maybe happen to go out to Ozark Nicks of Springfield to drive in. With that comes we're experiencing work shortages because of gas, things of that nature, to be able to stay closer to where they're at, which leaves Branson at a deficit for workers. You see it in articles all the time in Branson News that we are experiencing a shortage of rentals. And with Bee Creek, and I think we all see what kind of Bee Creek is doing right now, it's becoming a commercial corridor. You've got, you know, the Bee Creek apartments adjacent. You've got Cole Courier putting in warehousing just right across the road from it. You've got Layton's Garage. And then you got the school down the road. So for a lot of families, this is very convenient. And, you know, with the location, I think this would be a great spot for it.
Mr. Youngblood, when you said school down the road, what school are you referring to?
That would be the junior high right there off of Bee Creek.
Questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Danny Bassey. I live in Branson. I've been here about a year. Been trying to find a place to live. I live now in a converted studio apartment. Feel right to live in, but I love to live in something like this. It's like all the houses now are nightly rentals in Branson, so we need apartments.
Thank you.
Good morning. Jonas Argus, currently the interim president and CEO of the Branson Lakeshore Chamber of Commerce and CVB, but my day job is the executive director of the Taney County Partnership, which is the organization that facilitated that housing study that was referenced, and we have sent that out, and you all should have an electronic copy of that as well. And I'll be real brief. I think several people have touched on it. The need for housing is pretty dire in the Branson market at all levels, not just affordable. We need inventory at all levels for all demographics. I know that the lack of housing is playing a huge part in our lack of workforce to fill a lot of the open jobs that we do have. And I think what we learned from the original housing study was there were folks, families occupying inventory that probably they could afford more, but there was nothing available for them to, for lack of a better term, graduate or upgrade into at a higher rent or a higher mortgage payment. So in the study, it talks about rental rates and vacancy rates. The gentleman mentioned the impact of nightly rentals and what that has done to the market. We see increased prices, even though the real estate market is softening. The prices continue to stay inflated just because of a lack of inventory. So I could go on and on. I just want to say that I'm in favor of this rezoning just for the simple fact it's going to add inventory of quality housing for our folks and specifically those that would fill the workforce needs of our businesses. Everybody in this room understands the importance of the tourism industry to this community. And I'll just make one simple example of the labor shortage. Went to a fairly new restaurant last night for Mother's Day. You'd think mid-May, Sunday evening, locally would be a little bit of a slower time and you wouldn't have any problems. Over 2 hours and 45 minutes from the time we turned in our name to get done and pay the check. So if it's that slow and that tight for staff in mid-May, just think what we're going to see and experience in the high times of the summer and later on in the fall. So, again, we are in favor of this rezoning. Thank you. Any questions?
Jonas, you said there are families that want to upgrade from where they live.
Sure.
And I could ask the applicant. And so what cost are you thinking this is monthly going to be?
Well, I'm not familiar with the rents that they're proposing, and I'm not going to say that I'm an expert on this development itself. But, again, that inventory at all levels is needed, right? So you have folks that are paying, that are currently paying $700-$800 a month that could be paying $1,000 to $1,100, but there's no inventory to move up to. And once, if they could do that, then that opens up inventory below for those that can afford that price point to move into that inventory.
Thank you. Reason that we didn't go out for Mother's Day is we knew it would be quite busy.
Well,
just thought I'd share that.
You know what? It's mid-May in Branson, and it was Sunday night. So it should have been a little easier than what we experienced.
And what you meant to say on the record is you got to spend even more time with your family because of
it. Yes.
Did I say I had to go out for Mother's Day dinner?
Well, and you had to wait that long.
Well, good thing she's not listening. I better sit down.
It's recorded.
Yeah, and I will send her the link, Jonas.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Pamela Yancey, and I'm here today on behalf of the Taney County Partnership and the Branson Chamber. I am here to talk about the need for affordable workforce housing. This isn't anything new. It's been a priority of ours for several years. So it is so important that we have a place where our workers can live. Currently, we have a lot of people that live outside of the county that can't find a place to live here, and so they commute back into Taney County for their jobs. And so when you do that, housing, transportation, and childcare are the three biggest expenses for a household. And so the further that a worker commutes, the more they have to spend on transportation, which takes away, money for food and childcare and other things. So to be able to have affordable housing right here in our community where people can get to their jobs, they can have their kids in the same school, district that they're working in and different things is very important, not only just to have the place to live, but for quality of life as well. Families, working in Branson, they struggle to find a decent place to live. And as Jonas spoke earlier, there are people that can afford to move into the next level of housing, whether that's, upgrading from the current apartment that they're in into a larger one, maybe more expensive, but the inventory is just not there. And so as a community, we have to work together to identify how we can address this issue. And so this is just one way that we can support the people that are trying to live here, the frontline workers that are so necessary for a community that is a tourism community. And we have to have those frontline workers, as Jonas mentioned earlier. How many times over the past couple of years have we gone to a restaurant and a whole section's closed off because they don't have the staff, to work the entire restaurant? How many hotels have had to close off entire floors or rooms because they just don't have the workforce necessary to clean those and get those turned over so that they can accommodate their guests? So this isn't anything new, but it has to be addressed. We need to change this, and that's all really I have to say. If y'all have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them.
I don't.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
morning, Commissioners. My name is Cassie Cunningham, also with the Partnership and White River Valley Electric Cooperative. As previously mentioned before me, the need for quality, aesthetically pleasing homes, as well as the beds for employees to lay their heads at night. Oftentimes, we only have one opportunity to maintain the and get people back and visiting. So if they don't enjoy their experience here, we have a problem with that. And as Jonas mentioned, the shortage of workforce often equates to a negative experience in some instances. In addition to living and needing the work here, a lot of the employees that are here now are traveling and living in other communities and traveling here. So that means when they go home, they're spending their tax dollars in those communities. from a utility perspective, the interest is keeping costs low. So as a rural cooperative, we have limited opportunities to gain or grow the members that we do serve. And what we're seeing and what you see in the housing study is there's a 2.5% growth rate. So the units that would be needed in this area, that would equate to 173 to 265 units a year. So we could easily use 9-10 more of these facilities to substantiate the need. And then helping to stabilize the rates. There's more density. Helps to spread across the cost across a larger membership base. I would answer any questions if you have them. No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor?
Okay. I'll be quick. My name is David Cope. I live at 5822 South James River Lane in Springfield. I have been building in Branson exclusively the last 5 years since 2018. I have remodeled and sold 110 vacation condos, and then I broke ground on 38 rental vacation condos in 2020, sold them, and I am currently in the middle of phase two, which is 76 of the same condos. I think you have them in your packets, the gray stone and hardy siding buildings. I appreciate all the comments that have been made so far, especially those from the Taney County Partnership and the housing study. My housing study was not near as involved. I called a handful of the properties nearby, Bee Creek, Turtle Creek, the Preserve, found anything from 3 months to a one-year waiting list to Turtle Creek stopped taking names last year. They have 600-plus waiting for 2- and 3-bedroom apartments. So I think we've established the need in the area. I won't go over that. I would just like to say a thought that I had sitting here, because I'm from Springfield. I've been there 20-something years, and I've just been building in Branson the last five. To build these 176 units you see up on the slide here will cost me between $14 and $15 million. That money will stay right here in Taney County. Every single contractor, I employ upwards of 50 or 60 individuals a day, between my electricians, my framers, my plumbers, my concrete guys, all of them live right here in Taney County. I'm the only one that drives in 45 miles from Springfield to get the job site, and I'm usually the last one there. Everybody else jumps up out of bed, gets over the job site before me because they live and work right here. All of these businesses, DSNF Plumbing, Grace Electric, A Heating and Air, Eagle Concrete, all of these guys, they're our friends, they're our neighbors, they live here, they work here. The money invested in this property will stay here in this county and in this city, and I'm happy for that. I appreciate you giving us some time to come and present this project. I know that it'll be a boon to this area, and I know that it'll increase property values, provide a great service, and we'll give it all we got to make it the best place on Bee Creek Road. Do you have any questions? Or save them for later.
Mr. Cope, on the workers, you're able to get them all here from Taney County, and that is awesome. So you have no problem getting workers?
Well, Danny Biasi works for me. I've mm-hmm. known him about a year. Amazing worker. He lives in, what's the name of your